This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When the story of the Murdaugh murders finally exploded, and maybe you're watching the Netflix doc and wondering, what all went on in this crazy family, we're going to give you a chapter that has been shown in the Hulu series. But we're also going to talk about it from reality standpoint, not the version in Hulu. But I can't say the Hulu version was all that off, but let's, you know, anything like that, you're going to have some dramatization. We're talking about Gloria Satterfield, okay? Most people focused on the gunfire at Moselle, the night Maggie and Paul were killed. The dynasty's implosion, the once untouchable lawyer turned convicted murderer. But if you trace that story backward, before the boat crash, before the financial crimes, before the indictments and the mugshot that became a meme, you hit a quieter tragedy. I know, how much tragedy could befall one family? Well, apparently quite a bit in South Carolina's low country. When your last name is Murdaugh. This is a story of one of the ripples in that pond that many have forgotten about, but would eventually expose everything the Murdaugh name was built on. It is a key piece in this house of cards. Her name was Gloria Satterfield, and for more than 20 years, Gloria worked for the Murdaugh family. She cleaned their homes, cooked their meals, raised their kids, and absorbed their chaos. She knew it all. She wasn't family, not in the legal sense, but in the emotional hierarchy of the South. She occupied that invisible rung, devoted servant, trusted confidant, the person who holds the secrets and smooths the rough edges. She was there through generations of Murdaugh drama. The hunting trips, the dinner parties, the scandals that didn't make the paper. She got up before dawn, came home after dark, and by all accounts did it because she cared. Her sister said she would have given Alex anything she had. And in a sick twist of irony, that turned out to be prophetic. In February of 2018, Gloria Satterfield was found bleeding at the bottom of the stairs at the Murdaugh home in Hampton County. The official story was simple. It was too simple. She tripped over the family dogs while walking up the steps and hit her head. Maggie Murdaugh made a 911 call, panicked, but strangely vague. Gloria was rushed to the hospital and clung to life for weeks before dying of her injuries. There was no autopsy, no investigation, not a single question from local law enforcement. The death of a woman who had worked for one of the most powerful legal families in South Carolina was quietly filed away as an accidental fall. And that was that. End of story, right? Except it wasn't. Because years later, when the empire began to crack, investigators would dig up her name again. And what they'd find underneath that polite Southern obituary was rot. After Gloria's funeral, Alec Murdaugh, with that syrupy charm that had connected, or conned rather, half the Lowcountry for decades, approached her sons, Tony and Brian. He told them, I want to help you guys. I feel responsible for her death. And I'm paraphrasing here. He suggested they sue him. I want you to sue me, guys, because my insurance is going to cover it all. My homeowner insurance is going to pay out a settlement. And you deserve that. Your mama deserved that. You deserve that. He even offered to connect them with a lawyer. I got this old college buddy over here. He's going to help you out. Yeah. It sounded noble. It sounded even generous. Here was the wealthy employer taking care of the loyal housekeeper's family. In theory, if all this is on the up and up and true and honest, great. But what do we know about Alec Murdaugh? The last thing he is true and honest. But they didn't at that time. Not a lot of people did. What the boys didn't realize was that Alec was writing a script, one he'd perfected. Play the savior, guys. I'm just this guy in the Lowcountry, you know? I'm a good guy. I want to help you. I want to help you cash this check. Behind the scenes, the lawsuit went through. The insurance company cut a check for more than $4 million, allegedly. But Tony and Brian, they never saw a dime. The money was routed through bank accounts, secret settlements, and eventually funneled straight into Alec's pockets. He'd essentially engineered a lawsuit against himself to steal the proceeds from the people who trusted him most. This wasn't just greed, it was pathology. A test run for a man who thought he could outsmart morality itself. And yes, it does make you wonder a little bit about Gloria's death. Was this a cash grab? Like, was this really an accident? Or was this an opportunity to cash in? Did Gloria know something? Was there a motive if this was more than an accident? I think the question begs asking, considering the rest of the story. It could be absolutely nothing, though, too. It could literally be she tripped over the dogs. It does happen. Years later, when the truth finally came out, prosecutors called it one of Alec's most egregious crimes, not because of the dollar amount, but because of what it said about his soul or lack of one. Here was a man who stole from the widow. Let me back up. Here is a man who stole from a woman who stole from the children of the woman who helped raise his own children, who was there for him, who would give anything for him. If there's a hierarchy of evil, this wasn't chaos or rage. It was deliberate, calculated, intimate betrayal. For Gloria's family, the discovery was like losing her all over again. Her son, Tony, said when he learned the settlement had been stolen, it made him sick to his stomach. You could hear the disbelief in his voice. You could hear the man his mother trusted, the man she worked herself into exhaustion for. How could he be capable of something so cruel? Well, that's the thing about people like Alec Murdaugh. They weaponize trust. They build entire worlds around illusion of decency. Then cash out the moment it's convenient. When Hulu released Murdaugh: Death in the Family, the creators made an interesting choice. They kept Gloria alive, not literally, but narratively. The actress Catherine Whithoit, I may be saying her name wrong, plays her not as a background figure, but as a presence, almost a ghost haunting the edge of the Murdaugh's downfall. And in a way, it feels right, because even though Gloria died 3 years before the murders, her story is a spiritual beginning of the end. Her fall wasn't just physical, it was metaphorical. The moment gravity started working on the Murdaugh's lies. I mean, think about it. Before anyone was murdered, before anyone was indicted, Alec had already proven what he was capable of. He stood over the grave of a woman who spent half her life cleaning up his messes and found a way to make money off of it. The same kind of mental gymnastics that pulled a trigger at Moselle had already bled through in paperwork and forged signatures. In 2021, after the murders of Maggie and Paul, investigators began revisiting the loose ends in Alec's past, and that's when SLED reopened Gloria's case. The coroner had noticed discrepancies. There was no autopsy, and suddenly the story about the dogs didn't make sense. In court documents, Alec would later admit he fabricated that detail entirely. No dogs, no freak accident, just another lie in the family built on them, allegedly. Her cause of death still sits in a gray area of mystery. One thing is clear. Her death was the first crack in the Murdaugh facade. Once the state pulled that thread, everything began to unravel. His fraud, his thefts, his lies, his murders. When Alec finally was sentenced on the financial crimes, 40 years for 22 counts, the prosecutors made a point of calling out what he did to Gloria's family. Creighton Waters said it best, Gloria had served that family for so long, and Alec went to the family, went to those sons and promised that he was going to help them, and then just stole every single bit of the money. That's not just a financial crime, that's a complete absence of conscience. Gloria's sister Ginger put it simpler in sharper words. I'm somewhat paraphrasing, you can't have a soul to do what he did. He's a shell of a man. And she's right, because the story of Gloria Satterfield isn't just about one woman's death. It's about the emotional geometry of power. What happens when empathy becomes a liability and greed becomes habit? In the Murdaugh world, kindness was currency. Gloria spent hers over decades of loyalty. And Alec? He cashed it in one final time. What's haunting about her story is how normal it seemed at first. A fall, an accident, a family mourning, a trusted housekeeper. It was quiet. It was a quiet tragedy. The kind people nod at, send flowers for, and then move on. But looking back, feels scripted. Almost rehearsed. The way the story was wrapped up so cleanly, the absence of curiosity from local law enforcement, all of it reeks of privilege insulating itself. When the powerful fall, the world notices. When their housekeeper does, they send a casserole. Casseroles are good. Who doesn't like a good casserole? In the aftermath, Gloria's family didn't just lose money. They lost the illusion that decency could protect them. They had trusted the system that Alec personified, only to learn it was designed to keep people like them powerless. Her sister Ginger started a foundation called Gloria's Gifts, making sure underprivileged children get presents at Christmas. It's a small, beautiful rebellion against everything Alec stood for. She said it was Gloria's legacy. That through giving, her name would mean something more than betrayal. And maybe that's the real justice, because no court sentence can balance what was taken. But love, in its purest form, can outlast corruption. The Hulu dramatization got one thing profoundly right, keeping Gloria present, because in a way, she's still there. She's the ghost in every frame of that family's downfall. The moral center they erased, now resurrected in public memory. In fiction, she gets to speak. In reality, she was silenced for years. And maybe that's what makes her story so powerful. Because it forces us to look at the people the spotlight usually misses, the ones who hold families together while quietly disappearing into the background, the ones who die quietly while the powerful perform grief for the cameras. When you pull back and look at the full Murtaugh timeline, Gloria's death becomes the prologue to everything. February 2018, she falls. February 2019, Paul kills Mallory Beach in the boat crash. June 21, Alec murders Maggie and Paul. And in between, he's stealing millions, manipulating insurance companies, and gaslighting anyone who questions him. Gloria's death was one of the first dominoes. It's where the moral freefall began. And maybe that's the most chilling part, because her fall, real or staged or something in between, is a metaphor for how the powerful think the world works. The people who serve them fall first, and they keep walking. No pause, no reflection, no accountability, until the cracks finally reach their own feet. When Alec Murtaugh finally stood in court and admitted to stealing from Gloria's family, it wasn't a moment of remorse. It was a tragedy. Another play. But the world was different now. The cameras were rolling. The dynasty was dead. And for once, the people he'd exploited were the ones in the front row, watching him in shackles, watching him try to explain away years of deception with the same southern charm that once got him everything. You could almost feel the ghost of Gloria standing there too. Invisible, but undeniable. The tragedy of Gloria Satterfield is that she died believing she was cared for by the people who destroyed her. The triumph in that, in death, she exposed them. Her name, once buried under legal files, in polite silence, became the hinge that swung open the whole rotten door. Because when investigators started asking what really happened to Gloria Satterfield, that's when they started seeing the Murtaughs for who they were. Today, when people talk about the Murtaugh saga, they focus on the violence, the boat crash, the double murder, the trial. But the moral center of the story, the emotional key, is a woman who never made headlines when she was alive. A woman whose kindness was exploited, whose death was monetized, and whose spirit now lingers over every courtroom photo of Alec Murtaugh in an orange jumpsuit. Gloria Satterfield didn't die in vain. She died in a house where power insulated evil for generations, and in doing so, she unknowingly lit the fuse that blew it apart. It's fitting that in the dramatization, they kept her alive. Because in the collective conscience, she is. Every time the world revisits this story, every time someone says her name, it's a reminder that truth has a way of clawing its way into the surface, and that sometimes the quietest victims leave the loudest echoes. When you think of Gloria Satterfield, don't think of the fall. Think of the woman who woke before dawn to two decades, for two decades, who scrubbed and mended and mothered in silence. Think of how her decency became the one thing Alec Murtaugh couldn't steal, because it's the part of her that he never understood, the part he didn't calculate, didn't manipulate, didn't demand, the part that made him look small even before the handcuffs. Gloria Satterfield's name will forever be linked to one of the darkest chapters in South Carolina's history, but unlike the man who stole from her sons, her legacy comes from something real, compassion. Kind of quiet strength that can't be bought, can't be faked, and sure as hell can't be stolen. And that's what truly ended the Murtaugh's empire. Not the bullets, not the headlines, not the cameras. It was the ghost of a housekeeper who wouldn't stay buried. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us. Same search, social media, anywhere you get podcasts. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe, please, and follow us as we continue to cover all of these cases. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.